From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The big broadcast networks are rolling out their new shows this week, and one in particular is catching the eyes of critics. Lone Star is about a Texas con man who's trying to juggle a wife, a girlfriend, and a fraudulent oil business. The show is on Fox, but some critics say it feels more like a cable show. Well, we turn to our in-house TV expert, pop culture blogger Linda Holmes, to tell us exactly what that means.
Sean Ryan is an ideal tour guide for a look at cable dramas and broadcast dramas. He's written and produced shows like Terriers and The Shield for cable and Lie to Me and The Unit for the major networks. His list of reasons to put a show on cable starts close to home.
One is just the basic likability of your main character.
Broadcast networks like their leads to be heroes at heart. On cable, Sean Ryan built a whole show around a guy you wouldn't even trust to water your plants.
You tell Antoine I'll put a bullet in that fat head of his myself before I'll let him kill another cop.
That's Vic Mackey, the brutal cop at the center of The Shield. On cable, Vic is in good company. On Mad Men, there's the duplicitous Don Draper.
You won't get a nickel.
On Damages, there's the ruthless Patty Hughes.
Taking power away from a man is a dangerous thing.
And of course, they all owe a debt to New Jersey's own Tony Soprano.
There are men in the camp better looking at my sister.
A lot of cable dramas also have long story arcs, which makes it tough to draw a broadcast-sized audience.
Serialized shows face a tough uphill battle.
You might hear everyone talking about a show when it's been on for a couple of years, but when you're already 30 episodes behind in a long story, it's hard to figure out what's going on.
Those kinds of shows, the shows like The Shield, like Breaking Bad, that have a very serialized storyline, it's very hard to build an audience come seasons 2 and 3 and 4.
That's not a problem for the more self-contained crime procedurals broadcast That's networks you, right? favor.
So what's the deal? What's with the dead guys?
Shell casings, Izzy.
Bagged and tagged.
On CBS's NCIS, there might be a perplexing question at the beginning of the episode, but by the end, you're likely to hear the satisfying click of handcuffs.
Put your hands behind your back.
All those independent episodes make it easier for new viewers to jump in. In fact, that's just what happened with NCIS, which has grown over its 7 seasons to become one of the highest-rated shows on TV. Sean Ryan says that one advantage to the cable model is that the seasons are almost always much shorter than the 22-episode broadcast standard.
Doing a 13-episode season allows some quality control that is very, very helpful.
If you think your favorite big network drama hits a slow patch every year in about March, Ryan says you're probably right.
There is a moment in time when you're making a 22-episode season, and that usually comes around episodes 16 through 19, where the schedule really is beating you down.
Still, some shows might do better with 22-episode seasons or benefit from broadcast television's wider reach.
You just want to have the right show at the right place. You don't want to tell a story like The Sopranos or Deadwood on a major network. Where you get yourself into trouble is if you sell the right show to the wrong network and you suddenly find yourself having to work with parameters that don't really match what you want to do with your show.
For now, the moral complexity and longer form storytelling of cable dramas remain relatively rare on the big networks. But that doesn't mean broadcast TV isn't experimenting.
What do you need? How much you want?
Fox's new drama, Lone Star, has a lying con man for a lead, a complex web of stories, and a first season that's only 13 episodes long.
I'll get you the money. Just don't make me do this anymore.
Once those 13 run out, Lone Star's time slot is scheduled to go to Ride Along, a new Fox police drama from Sean Ryan.
Linda Holmes is NPR's pop culture blogger. You can find her blog, Monkey See, at npr.org.